This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie as soon as I get the mic up close here.
Well, half. Never mind.
Never mind. Yeah, thanks.
There you go. Anyway, with joining us again, joining us is, Francis Mercier.
That's correct.
Oh, my goodness. That's a first.
You did it.
From
Amazing.
Transport Canada.
Canada, our northern cousins.
That's right. And their job is to pick Canada up and move it around, apparently.
Well, actually, I thought their purpose was to keep some distance between us and Alaska.
Wow, I'm sure
although, in Canada's defense, first off, they're good friends of ours, and second off, I understand that flying out in Northwest Territory is spectacular.
Indeed it is, and all over, there's much more to be seen.
All right.
We got to get a plane and go.
Okay, sounds good to me.
So, brain fart.
You're trying to re-engage with the GA community, in other words, because, I mean, I think Transport Canada, I think of airline. That's... sounds like an airline, but obviously you're a regulatory agency.
You
like,
bet.
Similar to, yeah.
You're like,
okay,
our FAA.
What exactly is Transport Canada? Let's just back up here. Let's just ruin the whole interview.
Well, you got that right. We're trying to re-engage with the GA community, that is due to a long-leaning period towards the commercial aviation, implementing new performance and self-regulation apparatus, systems management systems, safety management systems, sorry. And that was a long and quite complex undertaking, and it took pretty much all of Transport Canada's civil aviation's focus. And therefore, GA was probably... Left to their device for a little too long, but now we're coming back and trying to re-engage. So we've started this campaign we call 2 years ago. The campaign portion being a 3 years of 3 years duration, and after which we're gonna transfer that into a program in order to continue to push and follow. The GA community for duration.
Okay, and to encourage the GA community, I hope.
Absolutely, and our goal is to try to do essentially something very similar to what's being done in the States jointly by the FAA and industry with their GA JSC or General Aviation Joint Safety Campaign, which has lasted for a long time and is continuing for, as far as I understand, the long time as well.
And one of the things that you're trying to do is to encourage Americans to fly across the border and come and see Canada.
Amongst other things, yes.
What does it take for a pilot to fly into Canada?
An airplane.
Wise guy.
That's a good start.
That would be a good start. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's the answer I would have
that's the preferred.
Kept for myself. Yeah, but you stole my words.
I stole your thunder, yeah.
Beyond that very trivial part, it takes a license. And right now, the way things are, it takes a... any license other it takes a license validated by medical, and one of the hiccups between the two regulatory systems is that both of us have a medical certification requirement that allows in both cases for a non-ICAO compliant document that is the basic med in the U.S. and we have a class 4. Our equivalent is class 4 med. Both of them are non-ICAO compliant, and unfortunately, the reciprocal acceptance of those documents are not in place yet. We're hoping that in the future, it's a door that can be opened and worked on,
straightened out.
I was going to say, one other issue, customs. Do you need a passport to fly to Canada?
Yeah, you need some kind of citizenship certification document.
It it looks like one of your main thrusts is improving safety. Now, so much of Canada is, I guess, undeveloped or rugged, whatever you want to call it. Does that make your safety issues more than ours or more, you know?
No. First of all, may I offer another term to replace undeveloped?
Okay.
Sparsely populated.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, you're right. You know, it's a large country, and really the populated portion of the country is within a very thin band. At the south, right next to the border, as you know. But it does bring other considerations to have the ability to go to the rest of this this very wild country, where not much resources are there to at your disposal to help you should you need it. And so, so we're bringing different technology in Canada to progress the state of the art in navigation and in air traffic management, but also in providing some service, search and rescue service. And so everybody's talking about ADS-B these days. It is not yet a mandate for GA in Canada. It won't be any earlier than 2023, maybe later, but we're still working with NAV Canada on that topic, and NAV Canada is the agency that is a service provider, and therefore it is NAV Canada's project to introduce ADS-B in Canada, and they're currently working quite hard at establishing what's going to be a requirement.
Is one of the things you offer like the new pilot's kit for things to bring with you if you're flying to these sparsely populated areas? Because, I mean, I'm thinking on a point is if you do have a problem, and let's say you make a successful landing, but you're literally in the middle of nowhere, you know, you got to be prepared to handle it on your own as best you can.
Yeah, it goes down to logic. If you're going in a place where it might be days before somebody come and gets you, you'd better be equipped to survive there on your own and do with the weather
right.
that you might face at whatever time of the year. Now, if you're thinking firearms for self-defense, that is another topic, but it's a place where there's a slight difference between Canada and the U.S. However, Canada does allow for self-defense against wildlife.
Well, yeah, that part hadn't crossed my mind, but I'm more like thinking, like you said, you have to be ready to survive for possibly a few days. So what do I need to bring with me? It's just, if I'm, you know, Joe City pilot, I haven't been that far from concrete. I have no idea what the temperatures are going to be, what weather's going to be, what kind of rations I should bring, that kind of stuff. And I was just wondering if you guys had like little information packets to help pilots out when they're considering to go there.
There's documentation or a promotion package that are published every now and then in the different either websites or magazines or from the different organizations to remind people that a flight might not be always ending the way we wish and that people have to give it a thought. Obviously, people going out there to take advantage of the wilderness will have that plan in mind, and generally they'll be equipped accordingly. But I suppose the person to whom we'd like to remind those things a little more are the Sunday flyers from the cities and or thereabout who wish to just go out for an outing, go some distance, and come back home
safely.
Yeah, you bet.
It looks like
going
you're also
out in flip-flops won't help them.
No, you're right. It looks like you're also focusing on education and communicating to your pilot community.
Yeah.
So you're setting up seminars, training?
Yeah, Transport Canada has launched this campaign to link up with the major organizations in the country to develop safety seminars. The intent is to help and promote and safety by refreshing the GA community's knowledge and sometimes upping their knowledge of different aviation aspects. And it is very much of an endeavor that we'd like to do with the community, with the COPAs or AOPAs of Canada, EAA Canada, RAA, other organizations. As you may know, we don't treat ultralights the same as in the U.S., and we have a bit of an overlap with advanced ultralights where you have the LSAs. So we do wish to connect with that community too, and in order to develop seminars that will help them get better. We're going to try to entice them to come and get those seminars by offering 24 months recurrency tickets if they do show up at those seminars.
Okay. That's a very forward-thinking approach, and that's probably been a bit of a shift to come off of. You said you were more heavily involved in the airlines, and now you're coming back to the GA guys too.
It is. The GA is the grassroots of the airlines,
right?
We believe, and we know what the situation is worldwide these days with the pilot production, and we need to help that community without adding more rags on their head.
All right. I want to thank you for joining us. We've been speaking with, oh, yes, that's right, Francis Mercier. Boy, lost my track. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.